Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5:30. First, a look at today's main headlines. A man in his 50s has been released without charge in relation to the seizures of €40,000 worth of controlled drugs in Dunfanaghy on Sunday last. The Donegal Local Safety Community Partnership has been presented with a report on crimes and incidents from the year March 2025 to the end of last month. The cat is out of the bag in relation to comments made by former Taoiseach relating to recent fuel protests, according to Deputy Patrick McLaughlin. And a Donegal senator is urging the Chambers of Commerce in Northern Ireland to lobby for progress on the A5 project. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport at around 6:15. First in news, a man in his 50s has been released without charge in relation to the seizures of €40,000 worth of controlled drugs in Dunfanaghy on Sunday last. Searches were carried out at the house, which saw the seizure of €12,000 in cash, cannabis plants and herb, cocaine, MDMA, and quantities of tablets including benzodiazepines. The man was arrested at the scene and detained. He was subsequently released and the drugs are being forwarded to Forensic Science Ireland for analysis. Gardaí say investigations are ongoing. The Donegal Local Community Safety Partnership has been presented with a report on crimes and incidents in the year from March 2025 to the end of last month. The report was presented by Superintendent Siobhan Mulhan, who has responsibility for the Donegal North Community Engagement Functional Area. Donal Kavanagh has more.
At this afternoon's meeting, Superintendent Siobhan Mulhan reported a reduction of 26% in non-residential burglaries and a reduction of 8% in residential burglaries. Thefts in general were up, but instances of thefts from shops were down. Domestic incidents were down almost 7% from 1,573 to 1,474. There was also reductions in rape from 52 to 44 and sexual assaults from 149 to 79. Personal drug possession detections were also slightly down. On the roads, over the 12 months to the end of March, there were 47 serious injury collisions, down from 62 over the previous year. There have been 3 deaths on Donegal's roads so far this year. In 2025, the total was 11. Superintendent Mulhan pointed out there have been 44 mental health detentions and interventions in the first 3 months of the year. That's a figure described as worrying by the committee's chair, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, and other members. The superintendent said there is a reinvigorated relationship with the PSNI and regular meetings take place in the region. She acknowledged the new community engagement function model is still embedding in. She concluded the area's service plan, to which members of the committee have contributed, will be published shortly.
The cat is out of the bag in relation to comments made by former Taoiseach relating to the recent fuel protests. That's according to Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin, who says that Leova Radcliffe's claims that the people in urban areas are paying all the bills and feeding the country echo what he believes has been whispered by government parties for a long time. He says that rural counties cannot be punished for having poor transport infrastructure and demanded that clarity on the comments be made in the Dáil Chamber.
The former leader of Fine Gael let the cat out of the bag in recent days. He said out loud what has been whispered, in my view, by senior Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael personnel for many, many years. This divide and conquer approach between urban and rural Ireland. People in rural Ireland see the carbon tax as a penalisation on them for choices they don't get to make. They have to heat their home with home heating oil. They have to have petrol and diesel to get by in rural Ireland. So I want to have clear clarification from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil leaders in the Dáil. I want to hear clear clarification. Respect for people in rural Ireland.
Deputy Kenny, please. Thank you, Deputy Kenny.
It's fooling nobody.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says people in urban and rural areas shouldn't be categorised or stereotyped. Simon Harris says now is the time to unite as a country.
We need to recognise that there's people in urban Ireland and people in rural Ireland who work their backside off. And the learning, I think, from the last several weeks, and I really believe this passionately, and I intend to practice this too, we all need to look how we can pull together. We are at our best in moments of crisis where we pull together. We don't need to divide. We don't need to categorise people or stereotype people.
Opposition parties, meanwhile, are heading out at what they call beds in sheds planning exemptions. Their proposals were floated earlier this year, but the finer details were presented to Cabinet today. The regulations will allow modular homes to be built in the back garden of someone's primary house as long as they comply with building regulations and standards. A sticking point for the opposition is the units will be allowed to enter the rental market. Social Democrats leader Holly Cairns told The Dáil that renters are being thrown to the wolves.
You're calling it practical and pragmatic to charge market rents for cabins in back gardens. Let's be clear about what that means. Charging €2,000 to €3,000 a month for a shed in someone's garden with no tenancy rights because they would be rented out using licensing agreements.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the government needs to be relentless in bringing more supply to the market.
And I think many people will welcome this. We'll keep it under review, Deputy. But we will look at every single way that we can ease pressure on people, ease pressure on the private rental market, and also give opportunities to people.
A Donegal senator is urging the Chambers of Commerce in Northern Ireland to lobby for progress on the long-delayed A5 project. It follows confirmation yesterday from NI Infrastructure Minister Liz Kimmins that construction will not begin before January 1st, 2027, following discussions with the Ulster Farmers Union. The scheme was first approved back in 2007, but has faced delays, including appeals from landowners over compensation. Campaigners say the route must be made safer as a matter of urgency, with nearly 60 deaths recorded over the past two decades on the stretch of road. Senator Niall Blaney was speaking at the Joint Oireachtas Committee on the implementation of the Good Friday Agreement this afternoon, attended by Chambers of Commerce from Letterkenny and Derry. And he says the Irish government has done all it can.
I think the A5 wouldn't be back up again because the Irish government put it on the page the first day. It was the executive took it down in 2016. We put it back on the page again through our funding. It's now been held up by the executive and by a minister in infrastructure. And I think that while you use your voice here, I would like to see Chambers using their voices strongly in Northern Ireland because the lobby isn't strong enough. Ministers are getting off too lightly and not standing up to what's asked of them and what should be there as a minister. So I think there needs to be a strong lobby in Northern Ireland in relation to that because it's very frustrating for us. We've done all we can on this side. And I have to say to you, you know, we don't have jurisdiction in Northern Ireland. We're limited what we can do. This is Irish taxpayers' money. I think we're going above and beyond what's really expected of us. But we're determined to do that and we'd like to see a step more as well.
During the meeting, Letterkenny Chambers CEO Tony Forrester raised the issue of regional development.
Under our memorandum of understanding with Derry Chamber, we have a strong collaborative relationship and work together alongside our key stakeholders to ensure we have a strong collective voice for the North West region. And over many years, infrastructure, balanced region development have ranked really highly among our members' concerns. Our businesses across the region and key stakeholders have clearly shown their ambition despite all the issues. And although the dial is moving, the County Donegal statistics show a county that's still struggling across the metrics. A serious commitment to balanced regional development and policies to back it up and agile delivery from both governments would address the decades of underinvestment in the region. We have always aimed to promote the North West positively, and our main objective is to enable this region to be a net contributor, similar to my colleagues. We have a thriving economy that contributes positively to a successful North West. This is clearly what we want, and a success, and we want to be part of the successful Ireland.
Two men have suffered injuries, with one being seriously injured during assaults in Buncrana. Gardaí are investigating both incidents that occurred in the area of Main Street, Buncrana, in the early hours of Sunday, the 5th of April. Sergeant Eunan Walsh gave this update to Donal Kavanagh on today's Greg Hughes Show.
Well, this is an assault which occurred actually the weekend before last, Sunday morning, the 5th of April, so sometime Saturday night, Sunday morning. The first incident involving a group of males happened on the Main Street area of Buncrana at approximately 12:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, the 5th of April. One man sustained injuries as a result of an assault, and we believe the same men were involved in a second altercation, again on the Main Street area, sometime between 2:30 a.m. and 2:45 a.m. And again, the previously injured man sustained further injuries. He attended hospital to receive medical treatment for, thankfully, which are serious but not life-threatening. And again, we appeal for anyone who may have witnessed assaults or in the area at the time and who may have dash cam to contact the Gardaí in Buncrana 074 93 205 40, or again, the confidential line, Garda confidential line 1-800-666-111.
A judge at Derry Magistrates Court says he'll rule probably in early May on whether five defendants charged with taking part in an unnotified procession in support of Palestine have a case to answer. The judge is now adjourned and the case to consider submissions. With more, here's Cameron Clark.
Those before the court include 70-year-old Goretti Horgan of Westland Avenue, 36-year-old Davina Pulis of Knoxhill Park, 60-year-old Robert Paul Maxwell of Ratland Drive and 27-year-old Jude Coffey of Garton Square, and local councillor Sean Harkin, aged 52, of Beechwood Avenue, all in Derry. They are accused of taking part in an illegal procession in February 2024 following a vigil in Derry City Centre, with a further allegation against Councillor Harkin relating to a separate date. The prosecution says the group marched from a vigil in the Diamond to the Guildhall, while Defence Counsel argued the gathering was impromptu and does not meet the legal definition of a procession under the legislation.
EU foreign ministers won't recommend suspending the EU-Israel Association Agreement. Ireland, Spain and Slovenia had called for the move during a meeting in Luxembourg today. They highlighted escalating settler violence in the West Bank and the introduction of the death penalty among the reasons for such a move. However, the EU's foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas, says the countries maintained their positions on the agreement.
I didn't see the shifting of positions in the room regarding the suspension of the agreement. Yes, there were new proposals on the table regarding the trade. So I promised to take this back to the Commissioner of Trade.
It's 42 minutes past five here on Highland Radio. We'll have sport after this break. It's 5:45 here at Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We're going to start with cross-channel football. Chelsea head coach Liam Rossignol says he knows the pressure is on to win at Brighton tonight and end their dismal losing run. Defeat by Manchester United on Saturday meant a fourth straight loss with no goals scored. A fifth would see Brighton go above them into sixth and further damage their hopes of qualifying for the Champions League.
For me, the idea from day one, I've said it from coming into this club, is to win now. It's simple. This is what this club demands, and we're not doing that. So all of the noise and all of the things that people are talking about, it's normal. The process now for me is to win the game against a very good team in Brighton.
Well, Brighton head coach Fabian Hertzola is warning Chelsea they'll face an intimidating atmosphere for tonight's Premier League game at the Amex Stadium. Hertzola is relishing another big home fixture after a month away.
The last two home games, Arsenal, I think Liverpool, there was just an unbelievable atmosphere, an incredible environment where we felt really pushed, an environment where we felt really energised by our supporters.
Elsewhere, Rodri looks set to miss Manchester City's game with Burnley tomorrow night. They took on the Clarets knowing a win would see them move to the top of the table level on points, but ahead in goal difference or goals scored. Ruben Dias, who's been ruled out since last month, is also set to miss out. Former Premier League champions Leicester know even a win against Hull tonight might not be enough to avoid relegation to League One. They can still go down from the Championship if results elsewhere in the next few days go against them. It's one game on a busy night in the Championship as the battle for promotion and the fight to avoid the drop continue. And having already secured promotion back to the top flight, Coventry will take the title with a victory over Portsmouth this evening. The Republic of Ireland women's team have moved up to 22nd in the FIFA World Rankings. They've moved up four places following back-to-back wins over Poland in their World Cup qualification campaign. Poland have slipped down to 28th, while fellow groupmates France and the Netherlands sit in 7th and 10th respectively. In schools action, there was defeat for St. Columba's College of Stranorlar today in the FEA Minor Girls National Cup semi-final for under 15 large schools. They lost out against a College Enda of Salt Hill, going down by 2-1. And there's one game tonight in the Inishowen League. It's in Division 1. Greencastle are playing Alia Reserves. To Gaelic Games, ahead of Sunday's Ulster Championship meeting of Donegal and Down in Letterkenny this coming Sunday, Brendan Devaney's DL debate programme came live from the O'Donnell Park last night. Brendan was joined on the show by various members of the St Union's Club as they prepare for what promises to be a great occasion. It's a first senior inter-county football match at the ground in over 70 years. And on the panel of guests was former St Union's player and manager Rory Kavanagh, who offered his thoughts on Sunday's tie. The 2012 All-Ireland winner pointed to last year's Ulster semi-final meeting between the two sides, which, while Donegal eventually won by 6 points, proved a close game in Clonus.
Aye, it's going to be cagey. If you look back at the Ulster semi-final last year, it was cagey enough, as you saying, like, and it took one of those big booming kickouts from Patton that we won over the top, right, that we got the goal, and it was only then that we got separation from them.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
that's it. So like, you can't take anything for granted, like, you really can't. But you're right, I see Donegal have gone up a level, and those key men in terms of that physicality around the middle of the park, and breaking ball is such a key one now, and I see he's been trying Mogan further out the field too at times, and he's been playing him in the half forward line because, you know, him and Ryan McHugh and these boys are it's so vital now, like, it's gone back to balls gone 40 metres off the pitch, and it's a real contest, and if you don't have good men who are experts in that breaking ball, then you're going to find yourself in real hard times, like, you know, and trying to shift momentum. So look, it sets it up for a good one, you know, and looking forward to O'Donnell Park here is looking well, going to be a brilliant occasion for the club, you know.
That's Rory Kavanagh as a guest on the DL Debate programme last night, which came live from the O'Donnell Park. It's available now to listen back to in the playback section of highlandradio.com. And of course, huge interest for the game this coming Sunday. Around 9,000 spectators are going to be there. It is a sellout, but if you can't make the O'Donnell Park, you can tune Highland Radio's way. We will, of course, have the build-up, full match commentary as from the 3 o'clock throw-in, and after-match reaction on Sunday Sport this coming weekend. To rugby, several players have been added to Ulster's injury list ahead of their inter-pro with Munster this weekend. Angus Bell, Scott Wilson, Tom O'Toole, James Hume, Jude Postlewaite and Brian Ward are ruled out, leaving Richie Murphy without 12 players for that URC clash. A decision is set to be made on Michael Lowry's availability this week after he returned to training. And that's your sport here on Highland for today. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oisin. Kerry TD Danny Healy-Ray has lost his position as a member of the Dáil's Agriculture Committee. It comes after a week he voted against the government, returning to the opposition benches. This afternoon, the Dáil passed a motion removing Deputy Healy-Ray from the committee, despite his disagreement.
My amendment is that I'm allowed to stay in the Committee of Agriculture because my understanding was that I was appointed an independent member, not a member of government or Fianna Fáil.
Thank you.
The CEO of As I Am has been in Donegal today, meeting with Castlefin Autism Friendly Town Group. The community is on track to becoming the first autism friendly town in Donegal and Ulster. The initiative was launched last October and has already delivered a series of seasonal events, with local businesses also engaging in autism awareness training and accessibility measures. Chairperson Louise Greaves says Adam Harris noted the level of engagement with the project.
I was impressed that for Castlefin as a small town, and that we had such support from the local community, and that we have so much done already in relation to making the town the first autism-friendly town in Donegal. And if it's also a possibility that if we get it done in time, we'll be the first autism-friendly town in Ulster. So he was impressed that we're doing it, and that the committee, and that we have such support, and that the committee is different people from the town, and a lot of it is parents from the town, and that they're all involved. And they got to chat to him and talk to them about what things they find difficult. You know, some of them have children just starting school, some of them have children in secondary school, and just what difficulties they were finding. And he was able to talk to them about all that. And, you know, he understands. It was great that he had such understanding of the different needs that autism children need.
And how far away is now from getting the accreditation of an autism-friendly town?
Well, we have two businesses nearly finished their training. So we need 15 altogether within Castle Fun between businesses and local amenities and stuff like that. So we would like to think that within the next year we would have it done.
Two positive reports have been published today by HICWA relating to Centres for People with Disabilities in Donegal. The unannounced inspections took place at Glen Rowan House and Lennon Lodge. With more, here's Tom Douglas.
The inspection at Glen Rowan House took place on December 8th of 2025. Four residents were present in the facility, which has a maximum occupancy of five. The centre was found to be compliant or substantially compliant in all areas. The inspector's report stated the premises was beautifully decorated, clean, warm and spacious for the number and needs of residents. It also noted the residents were supported to make everyday choices and engage in activities meaningful to them. The inspection at Lennon Lodge took place on January 13th of this year. This is the first inspection of the facility, which had been newly designated. Two residents were present in the facility with a maximum occupancy of four. Like Glen Rowan House, here was found to be compliant or substantially compliant in all areas. The inspector's report noted the house was very spacious and finished to a high standard. The bedrooms and the communal rooms of the house were in very good repair. It continued by stating the service at this centre was of good quality, residents' needs were assessed, and the supports required to meet those needs were also in place.
Looking now to the weather forecast for this evening. Breezy with fresh easterly winds, but staying dry for most with a mix of cloud and sunshine. Tonight will be dry, but staying breezy and rather brisk easterly wind with lowest temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main headlines. A man in his 50s has been released without charge in relation to the seizures of €40,000 worth of controlled drugs in Dunfanaghy on Sunday last. Searches were carried out at a house which saw the seizure of €12,000 in cash, cannabis plants, herb, cocaine, MDMA and quantities of tablets including benzodiazepines. The man was arrested at the scene and detained, and he was subsequently released. The Donegal Local Community Safety Partnership has been presented with new crime figures covering March 2025 until the end of last month. The report shows decreases in several areas, including burglaries, domestic incidents, rape, sexual assault, drug possession detections and serious road traffic injuries. However, thefts overall and fraud cases have increased. The cat's out of the bag in relation to comments made by a former Taoiseach relating to recent fuel protests. That's according to Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin. He says that Leo Varadkar's claims that the people in urban areas are paying all the bills and feeding the country echo what he believes has been whispered by government parties for a long time. He says rural counties cannot be punished for having poor transport infrastructure and demanded that clarity on the comments being made in the Dáil Chamber. And finally, a Donegal senator is urging the Chambers of Commerce in Northern Ireland to lobby for progress on the long-delayed A5 project. It follows confirmation yesterday from NI Infrastructure Minister Liz Kimmins that construction will not begin before the 1st of January 2027, following discussions with the Ulster Farmers Unions. Campaigners say the route must be made safer as a matter of urgency, with nearly 60 deaths recorded over the past two decades. That's all for now from the newsroom. Back with news again at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, April 21st. The death has taken place of Rosaline Black, née Diver, Coast Guard Station House Rathmullen, reposing at her home today until 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 1 o'clock in St. Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, interment afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on MCN Media. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to St. Vincent de Paul Centre, Rathmullen, or Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Martin Mohan, 16 Compton Road, Bernie Straban, reposing at the family home. Funeral from the family home tomorrow at 11:15 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Straban. Interment afterwards in Straban Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Seamus Campbell, Kilcar, Wake today until rosary at 9 and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Thursday in St. Caritha's Church, Kilcar, at 12 noon, followed by burial in the local cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers to Donegal Hospice care of any family member. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Cathal McGinley, Drum Dutton, Carrigart. His remains will repose at his home today. House private for family, friends and neighbours. Family time only on the morning of the funeral. Cathal's funeral mass will take place tomorrow at 12 noon in St John the Baptist Church, Carrigart. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Seamus Gallagher Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.